In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The Monday before Thanksgiving, I drove to Milwaukee to visit Ben for a couple of days, collect him for Thanksgiving. It had snowed the night before, so that morning the highways were covered with salt spray. Now, I had filled the washer fluid, so the windshield was okay, although I went through most of a tank of washer fluid that drive. But the side and the back windows were soon coated with a dirty, cloudy, salty film. Most of you have probably experienced this. Now, the side windows, as you know, are kind of important in traffic. So at one point, I go to change lanes, and yow, there's a car right next to me. Now, I barely saw it on time, thankfully I did, but the car was this silvery beige color, exactly the same shade as the grime and salt that was covering my side windows. So I stop at a service station to wash those windows, and the sponge side of the squeegee was about as dirty as the window was itself from all the other motorists. Didn't much so much clean the window as just reorganize the dirt and the salt, just smeared it around. Well, eventually I get used to the dirt. I get used to the salt. I learn to look, peer through it to see the cars. This past week, 2 weeks later, I finally got a real car wash. Finally went to a car wash and got it all cleaned off. And whoa, I could not believe how clean the window got. Couldn't believe what I put up with for the last 2 weeks. Couldn't believe how much I could now see. It's really something how my mind simply adjusted, how my mind simply accepted seeing life through a grimy film. Today I'd like to look at the next beatitude in my series, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart, for They Shall See God. It's the seventh installment in a series I began way back in March. Obviously, it's been an intermittent series. But the pure in heart, the pure in heart see God. What does it mean to be pure in heart? Well, pure as a word simply means unmixed. There's nothing else mixed in it. Pure gold means gold not mixed with lesser metals, not mixed with impurities. Pure water has no pollutants, no artificial ingredients. So a pure heart, is a soul that is single focused, that is single influenced, in our case focused on God and influenced by the Holy Spirit, and nothing and no one else. A heart influenced by, a heart burdened with no artificial influences, nothing that will pollute the soul, nothing less than a true vision of God revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, a person of pure heart looks at something. A person of pure heart looks at someone, looks at creation through the clearest window possible. And that window is seeing something, seeing someone, seeing creation through the eyes of God, seeing as Jesus sees. To see creation purely, I mean, to see your neighbor with the love with which God loves him, with which God sees him or sees her. I mean, can you imagine being able to see your neighbor with the same eyes that God sees your neighbor? It's mind-blowing. A pure heart is filled with the Holy Spirit to the point that there is no room for anything else, that anything else that tries to get in just spills over on the side. When a heart has so much love that there's no room for even a speck of hate, that's a pure heart. When you have so much patience, there's no place for irritation. That's a pure heart. Let me know when you get there. Did you ever notice that when you are feeling patient, you see life differently? Now, you can have the exact same situation on two different days, on Monday and on Tuesday. It can be the exact same situation. And if you're feeling impatient for one time and you are feeling patient for the other, it can be the exact same situation and it will be a completely different experience. Your patience makes you see life differently. And when your heart is pure, you see God everywhere. It's like changing lanes with a dirty window versus a clean window. When the window is pure glass, it's a completely different experience. And mind you, it is a completely better experience, usually with better results. A different people can experience the very same event so differently. In John's Gospel, there's a place, 12th chapter, if you're interested in looking it up. Jesus prays to the Father a very simple prayer. He looks up to heaven. He says, "Father, glorify your name." And it says a sound comes out of heaven. The disciples heard the voice of the Father clearly say, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." Other people heard the voice but didn't understand the words. Like when you hear someone talking on the other side of a wall, you can tell it's a voice, but you don't know what's being said. Those folks said an angel spoke to him. Still others heard just a random noise, and they all said, "That was just thunder." Same event. The same event, three different experiences. Some hear thunder, some hear an indistinguishable voice, some hear clearly the voice of the Father. The ones with a pure heart, the ones with an unmixed agenda, see God, or in this case, hear God. Now, if we go through days and weeks and months of not seeing God, of not hearing God, it doesn't necessarily mean God is absent. It might just mean my heart, my soul, my life has become mixed with other things. It has a salty, grimy film over it. You know, if I have the film of anger or impatience or lust or greed or grudges or laziness, it is hard to see God. It is hard to see God. It means my heart is no longer pure, and only the pure in heart see God. I mean, how can we see God in our neighbor? How can we see God in creation? How can we see God in life if our heart is mixed with other pursuits, other agendas, artificial ingredients? You know, once in a while, Michelle will walk right up to me and pull the glasses right off of my head. And she'll say, "How can you see through those things?" And then she'll wash them and she'll give them back to me. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're right." It's because I got used to it. I started to accept that that's just how life looks. How can I see God in my neighbor? How can I see God in the immigrant? How can I see God in my adversary if I get used to and accept seeing them in a tainted way? I just think that's who they are. It's not until you clean the glasses of your heart that you start to see them in the way that God sees them. You know, if I'm bringing all my judgments along, if I'm not looking at them with a pure heart, then I'm not looking at them with the eyes of God. You know, consider today's gospel. Jesus heals 10 lepers. Leprosy is a dreaded, painful, stigmatizing disease. Out of the 10 healed, how many saw God? Just one. Just one saw God. Just one had a heart pure enough to realize something big just happened. Something huge just happened. And only the other 9 had their hearts so mixed with other things. Maybe it was pain, maybe it was excitement, maybe, who knows? But it was enough to mix that they did not see what had just happened. But that one with the pure heart immediately turns around, sees God in Jesus Christ, falls at his feet in worship, and thanks him. So if you're going through days, weeks, even years, not seeing God, it doesn't mean God is absent. It might just mean the heart, soul, life has gotten mixed with so many other things that the eyes of the soul have a film over them, a film of our own pursuits, our own agendas, artificial ingredients. But brothers and sisters, a pure heart is a heart filled with the Holy Spirit to the point that there is no room for anything else, to the point where every situation, every person, in every bit of creation, you learn to see God. Amen.